subject to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Stand by on chickens.
Check. Standing by on
this
chickens.
Is all the right. Show that nobody told you.
Stand by
about.
On Betty.
Betty standing by.
This is the show.
Nominal circuits noted. Think of the children. Think of the children.
This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Standing by.
Hey, Betty here. 1 week till you give me a present. Remember, I'm robot size zero. And also, hi Dealboard from Toppers. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, wink wink wink.
Ooh, Betty.
You know, she just likes to get into everything. She's very excitable.
Well, I've been noticing she's pulling up some of the Gilboard episodes of Toppers lately.
Yeah,
I
have noticed that the Gilboard has been quite popular with her lately, so we might have to reach out to see if we can get Gil back. From Toppers. Yeah. So, hey everyone, it's Anthony from sunny Tampa, Florida.
And hey everybody, it's Joe from Arctic Chicago. Ooh.
Hi, I am your lovable Shyampa radio host, Betty. And you know what? My butthole is buzzing for tonight's cast of episode 70.
Uh-oh.
Snap.
We have fatal error, folks. We have fatal error. Let's try this.
Hi, I am your lovable Shyampa radio host, Betty. And you know what? My digital porthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's cast of episode 71, Cleaning It Up. For Monday, December 19th, 2016, the Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of this station, owners, or sponsors. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning. With that said, hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Hey, thanks, Betty.
Boom chakalaka, you are welcome, Anthony. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
You go, Betty.
I am so stressed out.
Yeah, I know, Betty, you are stressed out. Betty is always, always stressed out. And if we couldn't have weather forecasts from two different lands of time, it seems like, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening to us live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 76 degrees Fahrenheit, 24 degrees centigrade for you snowbirds, with a humidity factor of 85%. It's a bit wet out. There is a dew point at 71 degrees Fahrenheit, and visibility is, surprise, 10 miles. Tonight, Monday, we'll have a 30% chance of showers before 1 in the morning, mostly cloudy, with a low around 67. On Tuesday, we'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 77, then mostly cloudy with a low around 62 overnight. On Wednesday, it will be partly sunny with a high near 76, and then mostly cloudy with a low of 64 overnight. And Christmas Day will be mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. And that's your Tampa weather. How's it in Chicago, Joe?
Well, hey, Anthony, thanks for asking. And now for your Chicago Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently 14 degrees Fahrenheit, negative 10 Celsius for you touristy European types, with a humidity factor of 26% inside the studios and 61% outside. The dew point is at 3F, which gives us a wind chill factor of warp zero. It's just cold, but not as cold as last night this time.
You should boil some water, get that humidity up a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I do that, and it'll go up to, say, maybe like 32%.
Okay, well, that's...
And that's about it.
You need to boil more pots of water, then.
Yes, and watch my gas bill goes sky high.
All four burners.
The wind is out of the south at 13 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Yes, we've been under an Arctic blast these past few days, folks. The thermostat's seen a workout, but luckily everything here at the Chicago studios is fine and dandy. Slippers help, as do cats. Tonight, Monday, will be mostly clear with a low around 13. Wind chill values as low as -3. It's going to be gusty, so bundle up. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 33. Yay, and no wind chill. Wednesday, we'll see a 20% chance of snow afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 35. As we near Christmas Day, we can look forward to milder temps, and Christmas Day may see rain or snow with a high of 41 degrees. Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
And that's your Cheyampa Chicago weather. Hey, are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Because we want you. Let us play you. Send an email to playus@cheyampa.info or give Betty a call at 813-327-8566. She awaits and desires your juicy details. That's right. That is so right.
And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
So, we've got an announcement, folks. For next week, Monday, December 26th, we are going to take a break.
Yeah.
So, this, in effect, makes it our last show of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. I got to get the database.
Yes. So, we just wanted to make note of that. We'll probably do some kind of a recast way back. Man, we've got 71 episodes of recast way back to do.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
71 episodes. 71 episodes. We've been at this for a little over a year and a half. Probably a year and, 8 months, you'd say? Because we started in May, didn't we? May of 2015.
Yes.
So we got 5 more months to go, and we are at our two-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Who would have thought we actually would stay on that
long? Toddler?
Terrible twos. We've got the terrible twos.
Yes.
But yeah, so it is definitely our last episode of the year, and of course it's the holidays, and you know we just want to wish you a happy holidays, whether you're Jewish, Kwanzian, or Christian, or whatever the fuck. I don't care.
Yeah, whatever you are.
Okay, so see, I already dropped the F-bomb, and we're only like what? Not even 10 minutes into the show.
That's okay. See, folks, the title of our show this week is a little different because we have a potential opportunity to do some wonderful things with the show.
And yep.
Maybe get it onto something more mainstream.
Something. Yeah, because we don't want to go too mainstream, but we want to be kind of mainstream. Right? We want to be like Main Street mainstream, not like,
we'll be low,
you
power
know,
mainstream.
Not Wall Street mainstream. Just, you know. Yeah,
low power mainstream.
I'd love to get on a whole bunch of low powered stations. Are you kidding me? That'd be awesome. So yeah, we right? I've been in contact with a few people at WRFU, the same station that carries the Illinois, or I guess it's just called the World Labor Hour now, which is actually 2 hours, which is deceiving, but we love them anyway. So we have the World Labor Hour that we carry on the weekends. They moved over to WRFU not too long ago. We're in talks, and hopefully we can get on. We would be later, obviously, since we kind of fought in that whole safe harbor thing. So we'd have to air between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., but we're still trying to clean ourselves up. And my monitor just went blank for a brief moment. I was all discombobulated. So I think we're fine. So, so are you good times, rough times? How are the holidays treating you, Joe? Do we need to give you any hotline numbers?
I need the National Fine Sex Hotline. But hey, you know,
that's grinding.
I don't need any of the suicide or the runaway stuff. I'm not running away.
The runaway
from
stuff. You're not running away from anything.
No,
that's good. That's good. Well, if you
my holidays are going fine. I just had, what you call it, my holiday party.
Wonderful.
At my place of business.
Wonderful.
So that was fun. Yeah.
Good. Good. And I think I think I saw you in some pictures of ugly sweaters at some point.
Oh yes, we had the ugly sweater day on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't participate in that tomfoolery. That that was difficult to say that without using the other F word. Wow, this is gonna be a lot harder than I thought. My holidays,
folks, you know, the holidays aren't always fun for everybody, right, Anthony?
No, that's true. My holidays are okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the weather's horrible here in Florida, and but I mean, I'm not much of a holiday person anyway, so it's kind of like there's a tree up, there's some lights thrown on around the house, there's a little light up Christmas tree in the studio. And and we have a call. We actually have a call coming in too. So anywho, you know, but I'm getting into it. So let's see, who do we have on the line here with us? So who's your caller? You are on the air.
Hello, caller.
I think we got Ezel.
Caller.
Ezel, you gonna do all right over there? You sounded kind of choking, like you lost your breath. How you doing, Ezel?
You know what? I got this fireplace. I put it in the best thing I ever did. Put in a fireplace, a wood burner. You know what? I was hitting it pretty good today, and I forgot to open up the flue pipe when I lit the fire.
That's not good.
It was kind of smoky in here, and I didn't understand if the smoke was coming from me or the smoke was coming from the fireplace.
Couldn't tell if you were just hitting the pipe too hard, huh?
Yeah, and you know, I live in Iron Pit, Illinois over here. It's outside of Rockford, you understand? And man, it was cold here today, man. And I had opened the doors and the windows, man. And I got icicles hanging all over the damn place, man. I don't know. But anyway.
You should give them to the children. Tell them they're icies.
Okay, we're ready now. All right, so I just want to wish you guys, I heard you're going to take a vacation. I'm going to wish you guys some
well, don't let the station manager know. He won't let us take a vacation. We're just going to kind of disappear next Monday.
Oh, that's okay. That's a vacation. You know, you guys have a good time, you know, when you're on your vacation. You know, you're out of trouble, man. You know, just leave it low-key. That's what you got to do. You got to low-key it, man.
No hijinks.
Yeah, you know what? But I got to tell you this story. I was cruising through the internet, and here's this story about
Google's dangers.
Oh man, this is and I mean, you know, with all the fucked up shit that is going on today, I mean, it's a crazy world out there.
Yes, it is.
Here's a dude in Maine. Now, I don't know what they do in Maine, but I think this shit's legal in Maine. I might have to move up to Maine with my fireplace. But anyway, so this dude is a pagan priest, okay?
Okay.
And I don't understand paganism that much. I'm into other shit, you know. And he's a pagan priest, okay? And I guess he had a buddy that had a goat. And his buddy, he died, okay?
Okay.
So he took his buddy's goat's, those horns, you know, them horns on a goat, they got them like...
Yeah.
So he takes the horns off the goat's head, and he declares himself this pagan priest, okay?
Okay.
So what's he do? He goes, and I don't know where the hell he did this, or who he found to do it for him, but he had them horns sewn to the top of his head,
Wow. How?
I mean, this cracker, picture this guy. You can probably find him on the internet. Man, you should see this cracker from Maine with them horns on his head. Man, he's a serious-looking motherfucker. Well, anyway, but here's the story. He goes to he gets a notice from the Department of Motor Vehicles. You guys are coming in and get a new picture because you hit the age limit here. You got to get a new picture, redo your drive, right?
Yeah.
He goes in there, and they tell him, you got to pull them horns off. Can you believe that? This is the irony of the whole situation.
It's true.
This is a son of a bitch. This is how crazy this country. He went to court, man. He filed a federal lawsuit against the, because he is, this man is so in my head, man. I can't take them off. And you know what? They gave this man.
No way. Wow.
Wow.
This is interesting. That is crazy. That's crazy. We will have to find that story and post it on our
Facebook.
You got to
look at it, man. You laugh your ass off. I was rolling on the floor, you know, besides choking on the smoke, too, you know. That. I don't know if it was from the story or just choking on the smoke while I was on the floor.
Well, but anyway. Too, you know.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, there's some crazy shit in this world. But you guys have a good time. And, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Okay. All right. I think Easel's going to give us a pardon shot here.
Okay. All right, man. I'm going to get back to my fireplace, man. Because that's the only way you can beat this shit out here, man, is you just put that fire up high. You know what? Don't forget to open up the flue pipe, too.
Open up. Always open the flue pipe.
right, yeah. Well, you know, you got to remember. Stay safe. This is all technical stuff here, you know.
It is.
So you open the flue pipe. But you know what I was thinking? I got an idea. I might make some logs. Out of the bud, man. I'm gonna make bud logs.
There you go. When you forget to open the flu, you don't kill yourself with carbon monoxide.
Yes.
You just pass out and eat everything.
You just get high.
You eat everything and pass out.
Man, you just fly around. I can float around the house all day, man.
Call it nugget log.
That Yule log. I'm gonna call it.
Ezel's Yule log.
I want to market these Ezel Yule logs, man.
See, there you go.
That's a good idea, man.
Wow.
I'm glad you come up with that idea, man. You guys
I like the sound
right,
of that.
All right, yo. Hey, Joe, have a happy holiday. And you know, Anthony.
Thank you, Ezel.
We'll be touching bases with you. I might just come down to Florida.
You might have to come down to Florida. It's a
bit. You know what? I think I'm going to come down to Florida, man.
Down to Florida.
Good idea.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe
that would be a very interesting idea.
I knock on your door, man.
He's on my stop by.
I'm going to stop by, man. We're going to have some good time, man.
There we go. We'll get Ezel in the studio.
We'll do live Ezel.
There you go.
All right, man. Get out to the news, man. I want to hear some news tonight. And
all right. Well, we got some news from Joe.
All right. We'll see you later, man.
All right, Ezel. Take it easy.
All right.
Bye. All right. Well, that was Ezel. Also,
that was awesome.
Well, now at least we know Ezel's up in Illinois. He's never told us where he's from. So there was always a question on where Ezel was from. So let's.
Hey, we've got listeners from all over.
We do. We really do. I think I saw some folks from Germany kind of pop up in there. So speaking of listeners, let's go ahead and run through some plugs before we get to your news. We got about a minute and 20 seconds here. So we want to thank, again, World Labor Hour. We carry them on the weekends. They plug us. We plug them. They're over on Radio Free Urbana, WRFU. We may get a time slot there. Let's hope. Let's see what happens. Don DeBar at CPR News, SCA TV, Boston Free Radio in Somerville, Massachusetts for Toppers, WGCS New London, New Hampshire for Radio Thrift Shop, and of course, all of our wonderful background music from Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. And what else, Joe?
Well, we like Headphone Meditations and Outfar Press, which is bringing us the Shortwave Report. We're taking a hard look at CannabisRadio.com for some interesting programming. We've got 9/11 Wake Up Call, Radio Curious, the Global Research Hour, and my favorite, Quality Radio Productions, which carries, they got the Upstate Theater, Global Village, and Lake Air. And they're all crazy, wacky music programmings.
Quality.
But they're awesome.
Quality Radio Productions.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
And then we've got Earshot 20 and Tuck Radio and, Building Bridges, World Beat Canada, Sunrise Ocean Bender. Dude, we've got so much cool programming. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And you know what else we have, Joe? Do you want to know what else we
have? My news.
And now for the news.
Well, good evening, folks, from the Cheyenne Chicago News Desk, located in a dark and seedy bathroom downtown. Here's the latest news headlines. What?
I can play with your script, too.
Yeah. So these are your top news headlines. This is a new little featurette we put into the news segment. Joe hasn't left the house all day. Is Anthony playing Black Vortex Fast Start?
Yes, yes, Anthony is playing. Do not hear Black Vortex. Do not hear the Black Vortex.
I can't hear it now. See, I'm having technical issues. Okay, there we go. I hear it now.
There you go.
So we've got some issues, folks. The world is coming to an end. On live television, a Russian diplomat today in Turkey was assassinated on live TV. And if that distraction wasn't enough, we have a terrorist incident at a Christmas market in Berlin.
Yeah.
All of this right as we elect Donald Duck. Oops, Trump as presidente. So, you know, we got some crazy shit going on right now. It's a different place.
Let's just hope.
It's a very different place.
Let's just hope that it all just somehow just sticks together for a while.
Can we just hit snooze?
Let's just hope it just kind of all kind of sticks together. You know, like when you like when you're a kid and you broke something, like you broke a plate and you would lick it and stick it back together, thinking that somehow that your saliva will have this magical super glue power. And so, yeah. Anywho.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So let's just hope that works. So,
yeah.
All right. Are we done with our featurette or are we continuing
with
our featurette?
I think we're done with our featurette.
All right.
And I think I discovered why my headset is being weird. Let's go on to the real news.
We are now into the real news segment with Joe.
Joe says, man, people are digital holes.
Digital hole. Anthony says, banter, 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 banter. Oh, banter. But, you know, I do say, I look at this story headline, and I did not read your news copy, but I did read about what happened. And I can't necessarily say, there have been some days I have run to the grocery store, and I have gotten behind somebody, and I thought to myself, I'm like, Jesus, if it wasn't illegal, I would smack the hell out of you, because you have been taking too long at the checkout counter. But anyway, please continue.
Well, from our friends at WGN-TV, in Memphis, Tennessee, a couponing mom in Tennessee says she was attacked inside a grocery store because a customer said she was holding up the line, according to WREG. Megan Wilson was attempted to use several coupons at a Kroger store in Memphis on Friday when a customer got frustrated because it was taking a long time at the checkout register.
Was it several or several hundred? I mean, I've seen some of these extreme couponers where they go with like 300 coupons. So anyway, go on.
I have a friend.
I don't know.
I have a friend that does the same.
Wow.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's
no, that's fine. That's fine. But if you're going to do that, call ahead to the store and let them know, say, I'm going to be here at this time. I'm going to have all these coupons. Work it out with the management so they at least, you know, they can, you don't have to go through this because it's a long process. I understand it's a very long process to check out, but do it somewhere, you know, open a lane special for them or do it at the customer service somewhere where you're not going to inconvenience the rest of the flow of the people in the grocery. Because some of us have places to be and things to do, and we just wanted to stop in for a frozen pizza and a Coke. And we thought we'd be out in like under 10 minutes, but an hour and a half later, we're still there.
Did they take away your checkout lanes?
What checkout lanes?
Or your automated checkout lanes?
We don't have self. Like, Publix doesn't have self checkout.
And see, well, our Jewels used to, but not anymore.
Yeah, see, no, Publix, no like self-checkout at Publix. And Winn-Dixie doesn't do self-checkout either. If I want self-checkout, I have to go to Walmart or the Walmart neighborhood market, the Walmart grocery store, the neighborhood market.
Yeah.
But I'm not necessarily a fan of Walmart, so I don't go very frequently.
I am so stressed out.
Yes, exactly, Betty. So I'm stuck with Publix and no self-checkout. So anyway, I'm sorry.
Well, get this. Wilson said she went back and forth with the man before the altercation turned physical.
Wow.
He grabbed my bun, pulled me back, and smashed me into my cart. When I came to, I was on the ground and my leg was under the cart.
That's unacceptable.
Wilson was, you know, you don't, there's no reason for violence, folks.
No.
Kroger released a statement about the incident. We want to thank Central Defense Security for reacting quickly and calling the police. Kroger Delta will continue working with the Memphis Police Department to help resolve the situation between the two customers. Come on.
Wow.
The dude was just out of line. You don't do that shit.
Crazy. Yep. Yep. But, you know, there are times where I fantasized about it, but there's no way in hell I'd do it. So, but there are, this world takes all kinds, like a color of Pantone.
I like the green.
Well, do you like the green, matey? The green as far as the eyes can see. The Irish eyes are smiling with the green.
Smiling at me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, now we've just found yet another group to offend.
Color of the year from for 2017, Pantone picks a spring shade.
Yeah.
This is from our friends at the New York Times. So, you know, when the question of what will define 2017 comes up, the response most often includes words like Trump. What? I know. Green, not so much. Folks, Anthony is on a private channel to my ears, so therefore you can't hear him, but I can.
Sorry, I'll stop.
This green chair is beautiful, though, and this green shade is wonderful. You know, it's a nice story. I'll post a link to it on Facebook. You can read about it. We'll just kind of blabber on for the remainder of these 2 minutes because I can't find the mustard to read any more news. I just can't.
All right. So let me see what I can do here.
I'll just say.
So the color of the year was named Fiddle McGinty's, right? What's the color of the year? Pantone. Oh, wait, no. The color of the year is Pantone 15-0343. If you know what that means, congratulations. You do win a real trophy because I can't tell you what the hell that means. It's a color of some sort. Anywho.
I am so stressed out.
Jesus, Betty, don't you know it. So, all right. So we got green. So what is it, the shade of? Is it the shade of weed? Okay, it's a shade of weed,
It's a shade of green. It's a very, like, spring feeling. It feels warmth and cool. It's a complex marriage.
You know what else is complex?
It's the color of 2017.
You know what's green. Also complex?
What is also complex?
These pants.
You know what? Why not?
You can do it in a minute and 30 seconds. They're toddler pants. So, and I read this story. I know you said you can't read anymore. I read the story earlier. Amazon was selling a pair of toddler pants, little girls' digital printed leaves. Unfortunately, the leaves that are printed on the girls' tights are pot leaves.
Yes, they are. You know, it's like, this is such a wild idea that I don't know how it got onto Amazon, but I guess anything can.
They're a bargain.
Anything can, man.
They were selling for $46.40, and they're down to $7 a piece now. So I mean, get your toddler size hot leaf legging, the tidy whiteys. Only 40 I'd more seconds and we can go size. To break.
I'd wear them if I was doing the show.
Oh my god. Oh Lord. Oh, what the hell.
So folks, you know, that's all we got.
That's
for
all
tonight,
we got for your news tonight. Yeah. That's Joe's news. All right, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique on-air smells like an E and oh yes, Hyperlooped X-Lact oatmeal muffin universally streaming experience? Well, if you want to, just visit Cheyamba.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We will be back in 4 minutes. I cannot guarantee the condition of the state that we will be in, but we will be back in 4 minutes.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyamba Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyamba Radio. Flashback.
What you're about to see is the world's most revolutionary telephone switching invention. We call it Super Switcher. It has almost no moving parts, yet handles 4 times more calls than its predecessor. It required an investment of $400 million, but should ultimately save $1 billion a year. And soon, every major American area will have one. Looks dull, eh?
Well, imagine that each of these cars is a long-distance call. This new invention can handle over 500,000 an hour. That's 5 days traffic on a busy Los Angeles freeway. Super Switcher.
It should go a long distance to prevent traffic jams on your long distance calls.
The Bell System. People using technology to help keep down costs and improve service. Keeping your phone system the best in the world.
It's happening all around the house, right about now.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I know my family, and when they'd like a snack, they'd like a Triscuit wafer.
Great with cheese.
Or with a dip.
Neat with jam.
Or just by themselves. And they really are good.
Triscuit wafers, they're made from 100% natural whole wheat, and that's good too.
A Triscuit, baked only by Nabisco.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
To some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. But first, I want to tell you that today is National Hard Candy Day, National Oatmeal Muffin Day. Yum, two things I like. I want hard candy oatmeal. Make it happen, guys. Now, go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
I am so stressed out.
To be honest, I'm like, you know, can we all just kind of like chill here for a moment? Just, you know, just spend the next 20 minutes just kind of like, hey, what's up?
Chit-chatting.
I'm just so chill. So, okay, wow. Wow. It's a Christmas database.
Do you want to plug our station really quick?
Christmas database. Yeah, we can do that, or I can go into the news. It's no biggie. However you would like to do. What would you like to do?
Well, I want to say give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Yep.
And we got some fun news stories from Anthony coming up. You know, Christmas ain't like anything if it's not in Florida.
No. And I've got some pretty ones here tonight. So yeah,
yes,
so give us a call again, 813-327-8566. If you want to email us, you can email us at playus, playus at shiampa.info, shiampa.info. That would be absolutely lovely. So now we will bring you, after we find our little cursor here, Florida news. All right. Last week we had someone hocked up on meth sofa. Wait. Oh, hocked up on meth starting sofa inferno. This week we have someone trying to torch a neighbor's house in their sleep. The Ocala Star banner brings us our first story of the evening. According to an Ocala deputy's report, a woman alleged Larry walked into her yard holding an object that was on fire and threw it on her roof. She went outside and... The ground was on fire, but she was able to put out the flames. The deputy said that there was a burnt piece of cloth on the victim's roof that had damaged the shingles. On the ground was what appeared to be a melted bottle. The deputy smelled it an accelerant, something like kerosene, and believes the cloth was soaked with the liquid, ignited, and thrown onto the roof. Larry, 46, told the deputy that he was asleep and did not know what the official was talking about. Later, Larry was arrested on Wednesday morning on arson of a dwelling with people present. He was released from jail that afternoon on a $10,000 bond. All right.
You know, the things that people do.
Things that people do in their sleep. Was he asleep? Was he really asleep? Who knows? That's a good question. All right, so... These are my favorite ones. We got two of my favorite ones for end of the year, our last broadcast of the year. As discussed in prior episodes, I bring you another installment of old people behaving badly tonight. Again, from the Ocala Star banner. So they've given us two far stories tonight. It's been a busy week in Ocala. Imagine a woman from Summerfield, Florida, aged 52, driving north on US 301 when all of a sudden the driver of a vehicle behind her was tailgating and kept trying to pass, driving in a very aggressive manner. Meet Leonard, what happened?
Why didn't he just pass?
I don't know. We didn't go into details. This is Florida news, not point counterpoint. He was just driving aggressively and did not feel like passing her, although he was trying to pass her. That's all we need to know. So the offender was Leonard, a 77-year-old man, also from Summerfield, Florida. The woman pulled into a gas station and Leonard followed her. She then drove to a nearby driveway. After waiting a bit, she returned to the gas station parking lot. The woman got out of her vehicle when the other vehicle showed up and Leonard yelled profanities at her. Leonard then got out of his vehicle and pushed the woman. The woman tried to write down the tag number of the other vehicle, but Leonard got back into his vehicle and started to back up, hitting her lightly with his vehicle. Leonard got back out of his vehicle and then smacked her in the face. The woman eventually called 911. The police went to Leonard's residence, and Leonard said he was mad at the woman because of her driving. Well, aren't we all? Jesus. You spent 5 minutes on the road in Tampa, and you want to smack the hell out of the person in front of you. But unfortunately, we don't do that. He said, you can fantasize while sitting in traffic, but you don't do. He said he followed her into the gas station and yelled at her, but claimed that she hit his vehicle. He admitted to hitting her in the face. Leonard was arrested for battery, was taken to Marion County Jail. Leonard was released from jail late Monday in lieu of a $500 bond. Really? Damn. That's all he got was $500?
That's it?
I mean, well, whatever. All right. What do I got on time? 5 minutes. How big is this article?
Go for it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. I'm sure we'll get a little...
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
We'll get a little crazy.
Oh, yes. as we are, if we already aren't.
I'm sorry, but this here just desires it.
Yeah.
And this story proves it.
It's amazing. Tonight we have both an old people behaving badly segment, but we also have Florida nakedness. Daddy Santa Claus has been nice to me this week. Okay. There you go. Yeah, you said he's cute. There we go. We got our LGBT tag, whatever we have. Okay. So our final Florida news story of the year comes from the Orlando News Channel 6 and tells us about a man with a pocket knife, pants on his arms, and a dream. Dennis, 28, cut and broke a screen door, entered the front porch, and tried to get inside a Dunellen home around 2 in the morning. Security video from the home shows Dennis wearing nothing but pants on his arms, trying to open the front door and hitting some things before walking away. The homeowner heard the sound of wood being hit and found Dennis a few houses down. A fence was found destroyed and lying in pieces in the area, officials said. I guess this he was the Incredible Hulk as well, just smashing through fences. Or they were just very small fences. They were probably very tiny fences. It was probably more gardening, you know.
Very thin, you know,
like little gardening fences, yeah. Citrus County deputies said they arrested Dennis as he was running down the street in the nude. Dennis was charged with exposure of sexual organs, criminal mischief, and burglary of an occupied residence. So, so that's what you got. You got old people behaving badly, and you've got a Florida nakedness.
Florida nakedness.
Merry Christmas. What else can we give
you?
We'll just yammer on a little bit longer than in the evening. That completes your crazy Florida news. And exactly.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to. Shyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another attention kind of seeking whore looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyamba.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your bong, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start labbering on about this or that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Thank you, Betty.
Oh my goodness.
I am so stressed out.
Wow. Jeez.
The holiday stresses us all, Betty. Get over it. All right, so we got some talking points.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Well, let me see. In the script, it says Joe talking points. First up, Secret Santa.
Yes.
What's up with the Secret Santa's, Joe?
Secret Santas are everywhere, Anthony. I mean, they're just everywhere.
Is there a plethora of Secret Santas in the plethora discussion?
They're plethoric. Yes. But we had our Secret Santa, and it was actually quite nice.
We had
so much tortillas, it was disturbing. We had tacos from our favorite place, Tony's Burrito Mexican. They're a burrito place located at Damon and Belmont in Chicago. Unfortunately, I don't have their exact address, but look it up. It's Tony's Burrito Mix. Delicious food. Delicious, delicious. Plus, we had carnitas. We had some chicken. A strawberry. Delicious strawberry cake. Not a cheesecake, just a regular yellow cake. And then we had some flan. Delicious. It was very low-key. Nothing crazy. All right. A delicious cocktail made in this like ceramic bowl thing. And we gave gifts to our Secret Santas, and it was nice. Aww. Everybody got warm things.
Aww.
Yes. Yes. Okay, let's move on, folks. Because you know what? We got to talk about the weather. We got to. We just love the weather around here. Right?
I'm loving my weather right now. Let me see. What is... What does the space phone say?
Well, the space phone says
it is 74 degrees and partly cloudy. It is beautiful tonight. 74
Holy
partly cloudy.
Wind chills, Anthony. Because over here,
yeah,
it is currently 12 degrees,
ooh,
mostly cloudy.
Ooh.
And it feels like -3.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's
not providing the lowest it's going to get for us. Yeah, the lowest it's going to get for us is 67. That's going to be at 8 in the morning. That's going to be cold. I'll need to bring my hoodie with me.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, you know, that's Florida for you. Yeah. That's Florida for you.
Oh, my God. It just went up to 1 degree, 13. It's 13.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's -2 with the wind chill, so it's still cold.
Okay.
You know, I'm really thinking about New Year's. I really am, because New Year's is going to bring a lot of different things.
Yeah. What are you thinking? What different things do you see in the new year?
Well, the biggest thing is just what the hell is going to happen to this planet? Because I feel like too many things are happening at once, and there is going to be some armed conflicts that are not going to be pretty.
Yeah, I'm not too. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to just like forget about reality, even though I'm having fun with my bowl and the Modelo and the water and the phone blinking and everything else. But, you know, these things. Yes, everything is blinky blinky today. I got blinky blinky everywhere.
Clearly. Well, you started early, didn't you? You haven't left the house all day.
I have not left the house all day, folks.
Some of us still had to go into the office. So, There you go.
So what's this thing about fiber?
I don't know. It somehow found its way into my talking points, and I don't know if you put it there or if I accidentally put it there, because sometimes I'll just put things like that. But it is important to ensure that you have a proper fiber intake in your diet every day. I cannot stress enough how important. Fiber just helps everything just move along. You don't have to even take that much. But let me tell you, it just, when you go a few days without fiber after taking fiber every day, you feel not so good. You feel different. It is important to increase your fiber in your diet every day. Brought to you by my personal ad for Fiber Council. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that's in there, but there you go. I talked about it. Let's see. I don't know what this one is. This one I don't think I put in there. The casino plethora point. And if you see, there's numeral roomette number I. I say, how what?
Well, that was like to take after Buzzer, where they do a casino Buzzer episode.
Oh.
So it's like a choose your own adventure kind of thing, you know?
Okay. Casino.
Is there a personal ranting that you want to do, or?
You know what? I started one, but then we started the plethora discussion segment, and now I forgot what it was.
Or do you want to talk about your recent delivery experience with a grocery store?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. So last week I bitched about people who had the checkout people push their carts to their cars, right? Because I found that degrading. So this past week I decided to go ahead and use an app to get my groceries delivered.
Wow.
Yes, I understand. I'm hypocritical, but I will still push my own cart and unload it into my car as long as I can. I am not giving up that. Maybe I'm just too pedestrian. So I tried Shipt, S-H-I-P-T. I think it's on all the Googly Apple-y store thingies. So you can go ahead and you can go on there, and I don't know where it's available. It's available here in Tampa with Publix. And ABC Liquor, by the way, is also an option on Shift. It's ABC Liquor or it's Publix. So take your choice. But you can go in and they have like most of the store products available, and you have the option of adding things. You can like add certain items that you know is at the store, but it's not on the thing. And yeah, you can go ahead and do that, and you process the order, you pay for it, they go, they send someone, and I've seen them at the store before. They wear their little green shipped t-shirts.
And so then is it a green UFO?
Yeah, it looks like a little green UFO, yeah. And they're running around with the green UFO thingy. Yeah, and then it's you go, and then they take care of it, and then they show up at your house with your groceries. It's phenomenal. Huh. And I kind of enjoyed it, and definitely for like you guys, you know, I mean, like me, I'm doing it because I'm just lazy. It's 76 and sunny out. Going to the grocery store shouldn't be a chore. However, you know, I was working on the script last night, and it was Sunday yesterday, and Sunday is the worst time to go to the grocery store around here because I am running into oxygen tanks and freaking little motor scooters are running over me. This woman, she cut me off at the grocery store today. I had to run, even though I did the shit thing, I forgot a couple things, so I still had to run to Publix, and I'm trying to get through. And this actually was a Publix with a self-checkout in it. And I'm trying to get through the self-checkout. I'm going down the main raceway, and then all of a sudden, and this thing just comes, and she stops. She stops. She checked me at the Entenmann donut table. She went, and her cart was blocking the aisle. She T-boned the Entenmann's cart, the Entenmann's table. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I'm like, I almost run into her. And she looks at me like, where'd you come from? I'm like, oh, geez. I'm like, all right.
So did not check her blind spots.
She did not check any blind spots. And then she just proceeded to have a conversation with the three other people that were with her. And I'm like, all right. So I back up and go back around. I'm like, oh, jeez. Where was I going? Jesus. See, this is what
happens.
You
were just kind of talking about the fact that you used the app.
I used the app. So the app, I thought the app was pretty good. The prices are marked up a little bit, but I ordered more than $30 in groceries, so I didn't get charged a delivery charge. But there's like a 5-10% markup on the prices. So that kind of bothers me. I'd rather pay a delivery charge than pay a markup on the prices. But, however, there were some items that were on sale that were correctly priced. So I don't think it's everything that gets a markup. Maybe it's like a certain...
Okay.
But something. Somehow, somewhere along the way, there's a little bit of a markup. So I think they said if on a grocery bill, normal, like a, I don't know, $35, it'd be like an extra $5.
Well...
So it's What happened? What happened?
Oh, no. We aren't delivering in your area yet.
Oh, no.
But we are expanding every week. We'll shoot you an email when we are.
How are you not getting it?
Try a different... So I typed 60654, which is technically my mailing zip code.
Uh-huh.
But it's possibly not my shipping zip code. It could be 60642.
60642. Nope.
No 60642 either.
Wow.
I'm going to try 60610.
Really?
No, you know what? I just don't think they provide Chicago delivery.
Maybe they're just down here, you know. Who knows? Wow, that's kind of surprising.
You might be in a test bed of really awesome different things for technology, and that might be a good point of moving. Because you know what? George Wisdom,
which is funny, because you
want to run around the studios today.
You're moving. You're like, you want to move here? I want to get the hell out of here. What the hell? It's funny how life works that way.
Yes, life does work strange ways, folks. We don't know how or why. It just does.
That's true. But, you know, maybe you being down here make it more bearable. So what's up?
Hi. Hello, this is George Wisdom. I was given a microphone by my cousin Joe. He said that every once in a while I could come and stand or sit or kneel or whatever I want in front of the microphone and say something. Well, I gotta say this much. Welcome to Chicago, the Arctic land of the frozen dibs area. Wow. I gotta tell you, folks, if I had any wisdom, I wouldn't be here.
Well, thank you, George Wisdom. Hey, you've been listening to a Joe Wisdom production. Do you have a wisdom? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. And be sure to keep it tuned to listen.shiampa.info. Background music track provided by Kevin McLeod. Visit him at incompetech.com. incompetech.com.
There you go.
There we go. He was happy to have that one off.
Yep.
I was like, get the hell out of here, dude. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Wow. An hour goes by quick when when you have a high, when you have a pretty damn good database. Jesus. Wow. That was, I'm like, have a good really? Connection. It's been an hour. Jeez, really? Okay. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and from the looks of it, I'm going to have to ditch this grinder hookup. So I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in no matter how you do. I invite you to check out Weekend with Joe, where I play content from all over the place, especially some cool stuff from archive.org. Where you can catch my show Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern, which is 3 p.m. Central. Then be sure to tune in for Headphone Meditations with John DeBose. Headphone Meditations is a pretty cool sampling of metal rock and other eclectic sounds like jazz. Tune in starting 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday and Sunday, and then again on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
That's right, Joe. Don't forget... Joe, sorry... and popcorn. Don't forget to make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated host, Betty. She's only 64 kilobits if you use the low bandwidth option, so she's also a data saver. She has awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. And trust me, I like took some mega time off over the holidays, so I'm going to be working on a bunch of new Bettys for Weekday Rush Hour. We also have the Shortwave Report. I know they're getting old. With different news viewpoints from around the globe from Outfar Press on Monday after Rush Hour. And then every weekday at noon, you can catch CPR News followed up by an hour of Radio Thrift Shop for your lunch break. All great programming from our friends at radioforall.net and archive.org.
Wow, so much great programming content you won't find on mainstream media anywhere, folks. We can't go without plugging our own stuff, of course. Please visit us at www.shiampa.info, that's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.info, for our broadcast schedule and more. And follow us on Twitter at Shiampa Radio, and keep us on your Facebook radar, where you can find us as Shiampa Radio, all one word.
Yeah, how about that?
All one word all is one wonderful.
Word. All one word? Are we stuck on the all one word thing? Yeah, it's about
all
time.
All one word.
We need another. Yeah. One more database Star for the road.
Bangalore banners. You know, I don't know, man. There's lots of banter that can be said. I've been kind of keeping myself decent about it, though, because I don't want to be caught in nobody's crosshairs.
No, that's probably a good idea. I totally understand that. I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be an interesting next few months. You know, it's going to be interesting. So, but you know, hey, let's enjoy the holidays with our family and friends and do some exciting things with them and stay warm and be thankful that the heater turns on. And
yes.
All that good stuff. So, yeah. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We're taking next Monday off, but we'll be back on January 2nd. Check out our blog at www.cheyamba.info. Remember, folks, when you have fiddlesticks in the morning, the world is flat. Have a good night, a good 2 weeks off, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Stay tuned for This Way Out with an X.
Good night with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.